Jesus tells a parable indicating that the blessings of God's kingdom are available to all. But the invitation is not to be taken lightly. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 22nd chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Once more, Jesus spoke to them in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his slaves to call all who had been invited to the wedding banquet, but they would not come. Again, he sent other slaves, saying, 'Tell those who have been invited, look, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fat calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet.' But they made light of it and went away, one to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized his slaves, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned their cities. Then he said to his slaves, 'The wedding banquet is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go therefore into the main streets and invite everyone you find to the wedding banquet.' Those slaves went out in the streets and gathered all whom they found, both good and bad. So the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came to see the guests, he noticed a man there who wasn't wearing a wedding robe. And he said to him, 'Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding robe?' And he was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, 'Bind him hand and foot and throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Let us pray. God, may the words of my mouth, the meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord. Amen. Grace and peace to you from the banquet host, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So, what do you make of today's gospel? Anyone brave enough to shout an answer out? On the surface, it's a bit rough, isn't it? It's a bit extreme, and it comes across as extremely judgmental. The king, who is portrayed to be God, is cruel. He's mean, and some would even say a jerk. But this text, I think, is so much more than that. I think it's more than this warning not to irritate or do God wrong, that otherwise you'll be banished or tossed or destroyed. Jesus is trying to teach us in this parable. He's trying to teach us about the kingdom and about ourselves. So what is he trying to teach us? First and foremost, I don't think this text is about the dangers of being tossed into hell. Many people interpret it this way, and I just don't think that's what Jesus' message is here. Because when we look at it contextually, in Jesus' day, Matthew was written in a year 80 CE. The temple, which is where they all went to worship, was destroyed about a decade before that. So this story, this parable that Matthew was sharing is about addressing the denial of who Jesus was and the destruction of the temple. That's what we've seen in this long string of parables we've heard over the past few weeks. These teachings about what the kingdom of God is like. Secondly, when we look at this text, I want us to focus on what the king's initial reactions are and the human response to that, rather than looking at the consequences. So let's focus on the king's actions. We start off, the king throws this massive party, holding nothing back. We see the weddings today and some of these most extravagant receptions, and they, quite frankly, are very impressive. But the banquet that God throws, blows these out of the water. This is what God does in and through Jesus. God throws the ultimate banquet, the feast of all feasts. Next, the king sends out the invitations, the RSVPs. And when the initial ones come back, Mark with regret, the king sends out more invitations, inviting everyone, both the good and the bad. And he packs the house. He fills the wedding banquet hall with everyone. This is what God does in and through Jesus, continually inviting people to fill, to be part of, to be in God's kingdom, inviting everybody, regardless, both the good and the bad. Then the king joins the party and is amongst his guests. This is what God has done for us in Jesus Christ, the Emmanuel, God with us. One thing that we wouldn't have known directly reading from the text, but from the time, from Jesus' time contextually, the king provides that proper wedding garment, the one the man was found not wearing. The king provides that garment. And this is what God does in and through Jesus for us. As Paul tells us in the epistles, we are called in Christ, we are clothed in Christ in our baptisms. We put off our old self and we adorn the newness that is in Jesus Christ through our baptisms. So in God's actions in this parable, in this text today, these things that are made possible, that are made known, that are done in and through Jesus Christ, the feast of all feasts, the invitation extended to everyone, God being present and joining us in that feast and being clothed by God with the most beautiful banquet attire imaginable. The hard truth that enters in this text is about ourselves and the human condition, and what we do with our RSVPs and with the provided dress attire that God has given and sent. Like the guests in the story, we don't always realize what we have in Christ. We make light of God's kingdom and what it has to offer. Instead of choosing the kingdom banquet, we choose our own homesteads and our belongings, placing trust in stuff, seeking joy in items that we can acquire and stockpile. Instead of choosing God's kingdom, we choose our work. We place priority on our jobs and other tasks, claiming we don't have time for Jesus. Instead of choosing the kingdom banquet, we choose we seize and mistreat the messengers. The priority is me. I have the answers. I know it all. My life, my experience is the real truth. Even going as far as destroying God's servants, killing them. And let us remember, Luther in the fifth commandment explains, "Thou shalt not kill," as we are to fear and love God so that we neither endanger nor harm the lives of our neighbors, but instead help and support them in all of life's needs. To not kill is to love, to help, to support all our neighbors in all of life's needs. So we destroy, we kill the servants, and we then empower the false messengers of this world. Those people, those groups who promise life, the ones who promise protection, but they can't. They can't provide what they promise. In our human brokenness, we choose the world instead of God. And we choose it even throughout our day-to-day tasks. And we do despite already having tasted the glorious kingdom banquet. And when we do, we place ourselves in that darkness this parable is talking about. We place ourselves in the darkness and we experience and witness it when we choose anything but God. But only God's kingdom is everlasting. These kingdoms, these things that we acquire, that are part of this world, are not. Only God's kingdom is everlasting. Because in the world's kingdom, God brings about the end of corruption. The mighty empires and structures of this world come tumbling down. Our earthly possessions are destroyed by moth and rust. And the pain, the suffering, the teeth-grinding experiences are filled with unsurpassable, unimaginable peace. Brothers and sisters, even in a broken world, even when we go our own way, God's invitation, God's RSVP to the kingdom banquet remains an open invitation. It doesn't expire. It doesn't matter if you found yourself elsewhere and sent in with regrets. God's invitation is always, always there. And it is always available for you to join that party. To be part of the never-ending feast that is beautiful, bountiful, full, and fully prepared. To be part of the never-ending feast that invites everyone, good and bad. To be part of the never-ending feast clothed in Christ. Sisters, brothers, this feast is here and now. For you, for me, for all. For all. It's the feast we partake as we join around the Lord's table, partaking in the true body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Jesus our host and our meal. It's the joy of God's love we experience in others in day to day. This is God's kingdom. This is God's banquet in our lives. Because God has prepared it. It is ready. It's here for you, for me, for all. And it has a permanent invitation. Come, join the party. Amen.